Look how pretty that looks.
And then
that
I just put
butter.
them on a baking sheet. We bake baking sheet.
Baking sheet?
We all heard it.
There you go, right on the old baking sheet. This is gonna change your life.
Pull up a chair, the kitchen is open.
Oh, it's so good.
With Clinton Kelly, Carla Hall, and Michael Simon.
You better shut your face.
Let's dig in.
Oh, this is so much fun. Chewed
up. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Chewed Up. I'm Carla Hall, and I'm here with my mischievous kitchen partners, Clinton Kelly and Michael Simon. So, it's December 8th. Thanksgiving is already a distant memory. The leftovers are long gone, and hopefully the results of the leftovers. You finally loosened up your pants. And somehow, Christmas still feels far away, even though it's not. That is the sweet spot on the holiday calendar, the calm before the caroling. It's time to relax, refresh, and maybe remind yourself what vegetables taste like. Because, you know, you've been eating a lot of carbs. But we're still keeping a little sparkle in the mix. And speaking of sparkle, Michael,
yes.
Who's joining us today?
Oh, my God. Michael,
we have the lovely, the talented, the funny, does it all. Today, we gift you with a little bit of Amy Sedaris.
Amy
Sedaris! Thank you.
We are so happy you are here.
We are so excited. I know you got to go down the line.
I know.
Line.
Okay. Nice to see you all.
Good to see you, too.
Yes, this is fun. We're intimate on YouTube.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. It's more intimate.
Yeah.
Crafting and cooking should be intimate,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right.
It's actually fun, too, because we just pop over random people's apartments and take them over for a couple days.
Isn't that fun?
Bed bugs.
Take the light bulbs, especially the old kind.
Oh, my God. That
yeah.
Is
trust me. Okay.
Amy Sedaris, you are a national treasure. You're a comedic genius. I'm not even saying that lightly. I think that you are one of the most hilarious people in modern American history.
Oh my gosh.
You don't suck, take it in.
Yeah, I'm trying to maintain my cool here, but
You're doing such a good job.
It's too late, you're in front of pine cones.
I'm in front of pine cones. But you live in my head rent-free, and I'm gonna tell you three different ways you live in my head rent-free. One, as Jerry Blank. With the line that I say all the time, do you want to come over to my crib after school and I'll make your pinky all stinky?
I was supposed to get alternates of that line and I didn't.
No, yeah.
So Colbert and Danella were pretty mad at me.
Oh, they were? But
yeah,
are you kidding? I quote it once a week. The other thing I quote all the time is from At Home with Amy Sedaris, one of the best, the funniest shows ever. It's Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna get drunk.
I'm gonna get late. I'm gonna be late on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You did the
call.
It's
on the show today.
Oh, my God. And the third thing is, when I'm in a bad mood, and this is like, I just can't get out of a funk, my husband will say, go read Amy Sedaris' book.
You're gay?
Can you believe it? I know. Shocking.
I gotta go.
Your book, I Like You, Hospitality, the Influence. There is a sequence where you're putting on pantyhose.
Oh, yeah.
It will take me out of any bad mood that I've ever been in. I look at this, I look at Amy putting on her pantyhose, and it'll cheer me right up.
You know.
I do, of course.
Yeah.
Because all the games are pantyhose. Anyway, so we're so glad that you're here. I'm a huge fan. We're all
Thank
huge
you
fans.
So much.
Yes. Yeah,
that's
so,
nice of you to say.
And you're a Greek.
And I sure am.
Greek.
My dad was Greek.
Yes.
So that counts. If my mom was Greek, it wouldn't count.
See, my mom's Greek. So I'm not Greek.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Together you make one actual Greek.
It's gotta be the father.
Oh my God.
It's gotta be the father.
Yeah, because my mom's maiden name is Mavias.
Oh.
Mavias.
Okay.
You know, so.
Mavias, yeah.
My name's Simon, obviously. No one thinks I'm Greek, but here I am Greek.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You look Greek to me.
I had to thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would make my mother very happy.
Because he looks just like his mother.
I do.
Yeah.
He does. Well, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have a goatee and beard and stuff, but other than
that. Oh, come on.
I mean, she is a Greek woman, so she probably could grow one pretty quick. But.
Ease like that, overnight. Yep, sideburns.
We're literally, after menopause, becoming men.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, like, my mother's like, do I have to wear this hat? Like, girl, no, not out. My mustache looks like yours, Clinton.
Yeah. And the men look like little, you know, raisin cookies, I say.
Yeah,
a little puffy. And, yeah.
Michael, what are you making for
our Greekness?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm making spanakopita.
My favorite.
I had some spinach. I saute it. I take fresh spinach and I saute it.
Okay.
A little bit of salt. because then you don't have, there's not the moisture problem. You don't have to wring it out as much. You know.
I hate wringing it out. It takes forever.
Ass, right?
Yeah,
and
it really is.
That goes in the bowl.
Okay,
and
great.
And then I have feta.
How many is that? How much is that? Fistful? Your fist?
A cup.
That used cooked. To be 3 pounds.
Cooked, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's a cooked cup, which literally it probably was 2 pounds.
Yeah, you know, okay, yeah.
Feta.
Okay, do you have a favorite feta?
I mean, I like, there's the French, the Bulgarian. Maybe it's because I'm a Greek, I like the Greek feta.
I do too.
I think it's a little saltier, mm-hmm. a little less creamy, but I like the flavor better.
Yeah, same here.
Pine nuts.
Oh, you put pine nuts in
this is, yeah, this is my Yaya's recipe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So,
and I think Amy's family does it like
toasted
that.
Toasted first.
Night home. But I mean, I love a crunch. And you toasted them.
And
okay.
She puts tons of dill.
Yeah, me too.
Which I think is.
That's the secret ingredient.
A lot of dill.
Yeah.
I put a
and when you chop your dill, you use a big old knife or do you use cutting scissors?
I use a big old knife.
Yeah, all right.
You know, it's just the chef in me, I guess.
Sure.
Now, this is something my Yaya didn't put in, but I like the addition of scallion.
I do. I add a lot of scallion. I saute them first.
Oh, see?
Oh. Yeah.
I like the little raw crunch in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in one egg.
Oh, it's always about the egg. Greeks always say, how many eggs did you use?
Yeah.
Jeez, I use five.
For a cup of spinach?
Well, no, I use more spinach than that, but I use, five eggs.
All right.
I know, that's a lot.
No, it needs it.
Yeah.
And then I put some garlic in when I saute the spinach also.
See, I never use garlic in my spanakopita. Okay.
Well, we'll see.
Your Yaya's recipe. It is. I'm not going to,
And I don't like, I seasoned the spinach when I sauteed it with a little bit of salt.
Okay.
But I watched the salt because of the feta.
Because of the feta, right.
All right, we mix that up. And then I have the phyllo here. And
look, it's like diamonds.
I know, it really is. Well, the other thing is, too, is I'm sure you know, it's like I grew up in Cleveland, but in Cleveland and New York, you could find fresh feta. In a lot of the country, it's frozen, and that stuff's just harder to work with. It's almost like
a
cheat code with the fresh stuff.
That's right. I have to get backup boxes because sometimes it's been there, especially Cristiti's. You know, it's been there a little old, they don't rotate it.
Yeah.
Bad rotation.
Well, I guess we lost that sponsor. Thank you.
Yep, bad rotation.
It's everyone's favorite.
They're under the management right now. So. And you can get it in half sheets, which
you
I do like at Cristiti's.
It does. And but I just do this.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, too, is I like to find, if you could find the number 2 thickness, it's just a little bit easier to work with.
Right.
And then I do the stack, like so.
And you can put that near a moist towel to keep it moist.
Right,
oh my goodness,
moist
there you
towel,
have it.
Over
okay.
Top. And then the other important thing, and this is the thing I learned from my mother and my Yaya, is do not skip on any, you have
That's
to butter
right. yep.
at every fold or your spanakopita will not be as good as your neighbor's.
It's true, it's all about the butter. Do you ever add a little olive oil to your butter?
I don't.
Yeah, I've been doing it and it's really nice on top,
So, butter,
mm-hmm. yep.
fold.
Oh, you're gonna do triangles.
But I do the triangles.
Well, that's time consuming. I used to sell them in North Carolina. I'd make triangle spanakopita and sell them.
Oh, really?
Them.
Mm-hmm.
So you do yours like baklava? Like a
pie.
I don't make, I've never made baklava. My mom made it so much that none of us liked it anymore. But I wish I had her recipe. I wish, I'd learned how to make it.
You know what? Before you leave today, I'm going to get your address.
Okay.
And because
it's 50, what?
Yeah. I'm going to send you my mom's baklava.
Would you? Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
she makes it
please.
By the vat and freezes it. And I will send you something.
I will chase you down. I know Marissa.
Yeah,
I
promise you I'll get it to you.
Okay.
It's so good. And if you want to send it to us too,
I've sent it to you before, Carla. So fold.
Yeah, more butter.
More butter.
Yep.
Yes.
Fold.
Wow.
Butter.
I'm going to have to watch this recipe to remember this folding.
Fold.
Fold
and then you just keep going until you get to the end, like little footballs.
Yeah.
Paper footballs.
Wow, look how pretty that looks.
And then I just put them on a baking sheet and we bake baking
sheets. Baking sheets?
We all heard it.
There you go, right on the old baking sheet. And then butter on top, on the tray, and I'm just gonna keep rocking these out as you guys craft.
And then quick question before we move over, do you put yours in the freezer for a second before you bake or do you go straight to the oven?
So if I'm serving them, I just go straight to the oven. But the great thing about these and what my mother and Yaya always did is pre-holidays, they would make hundreds and freeze them. And then when guests came over every day, they'd bake them as they needed them.
Perfect.
You know, so like anything in phyllo, freezes good raw like this, or like baklava freezes good baked.
Yes.
So you could get way ahead, freeze it, and it holds awesome.
Oh, okay. I don't freeze a lot of food. You know what I mean?
No, me neither.
Oh. I don't have room. This is
a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, spanakopita, the raviolis also, if you make them ahead of time, you could freeze them forever, which is a great trick too.
Yeah, late night snacks.
Yep.
Well, Amy, we're gonna play a little game before we get to the crafting.
Okay.
We're gonna play a little game called Chew It or Screw It.
Okay.
In this case, Chew It is good, and Screw It is no.
Okay. Oh, never mind. Okay.
It depends on where you are in your life.
That's right, okay.
We were gonna call it duck it or fuck it, but that's...
Oh, yeah. Well, ratings.
All right, this is Chew It or Screw It, Amy Sedaris edition. All right, unexpected guests.
Oh, screw it.
Okay, girl, come on, talk about it.
Screw it, 100%. With golf clubs? Yeah, yeah.
Golf clubs.
No, they show up with a, no.
Oh, that just takes things over the top. Oh, are you clanking like a lanking in my house? No, nah. Maraschino cherries.
Oh, yes.
Oh!
Screw it or what?
Chew it.
Chew it,
okay,
yes.
And do you tie the stems with your tongue inside
your mouth? I can't do that. I can't do it. But I have them. I have them in my refrigerator all the time with the stems, Maraschino cherries. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the black ones or like healthy cherries.
Oh, those
chemical cherries.
Yeah, I like the chemical ones.
Edible glitter.
No, just screw it.
Have you had the edible glitter like in syrup?
I'm not gonna. No. I don't want it in my mouth. You can get glitter lung. Tinsel tonsil.
You can still pick your mouth. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Cauliflower rice.
I've done it, but it's a. I'm just gonna say screw it. But I mean, I've had it and I liked it. But I'm gonna say screw it.
Okay, we're okay, great. I love it that you're only chewing on maraschino cherries. All right, fairies.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
I mean, why don't you look at Clinton?
Yeah.
I have never been appreciated in all my life.
I'm a fairy. Yes.
Yay, all right.
Yay, I love that. Yes.
I use fairy dish soap that comes from Ireland.
Yes, I know that.
It smells really nice. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And by the way, y'all can't smell Amy, but she smells so good.
What are you wearing?
Well, I mix five things. I do everything RuPaul says not to do, and I do five different fragrances. So
five.
And I layer it.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, I use a Comme des Garçons incense, and then I top it with a rose patchouli. The word patchouli scares people.
Not me.
And
it scares Clinton.
Something called sugar water that comes from the company, and then a little splash of Italian patchouli and a splash of regular vanilla. Not cooking vanilla, but Profuma makes it.
I don't. You actually should sell that because it's a really.
But then once you bottle it and they add alcohol to preserve it, it's not going to smell the same.
Oh, you're right.
So
right?
Do you do like this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. I have it down. You just can't. Yeah.
That's quite an. That's a commitment.
It's a
commitment to scent.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
So you don't wait. You
it's paid off because we're all talking.
No, I don't premix.
I mean, when you walked in, I was like,
I know.
But Comme des Garçons my base. Is it Avion? Avion? Is that how you pronounce it? Avion? Yeah, that is the base.
Comme des Garçons.
It smells like a church. That's why people confess to me. Yes. True. They tell me anything, and I'm like, it must be that I smell like a church.
Yeah, you know, something like familiar, but they haven't been there in a while, so it still seems really familiar.
Put it on screw it.
Screw it.
Chew it
up. Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
All right. If you are laughing, drooling, or yelling at us through your screen right now,
then you're one of us, and we love you for it.
So don't just watch in silence. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube or follow wherever you're listening.
Yeah, that way you don't miss when Clinton starts another bread and cheese crusade.
Okay, or when Michael burns something on purpose.
Oh, whatever. It's called Flavor Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe, follow, tell a friend, whatever it takes.
More chaos, more comfort food every week on Chewed Up.
You know, when you're cooking with heart, you can't forget about what's in hand.
Right. And in my hand, it's a Senorita, the non-alcoholic, full-flavored THC margarita that somehow pairs with everything from turkey to takeout.
Crafted by winemakers with real juice, organic agave, and that award-winning taste that gets your guests talking.
All the buzz, none of the hangover. So while dinner simmers, crack a can and take your taste on a tropical getaway.
You must be 21 or over, and please enjoy responsibly. All right, so you're...
What are we making today?
We're making pine cone gnomes.
Okay. Crafts are shit nobody wants. Nobody wants it unless it has a purpose.
Well, you could...
It's an ornament.
It's an ornament. That's a purpose. You could hang it from a tree.
Okay.
Okay. I like the way you just gently grab
Yeah, that. Okay. No, you're right.
You're right.
I take it back.
Let's talk about crafting, right? Because I feel like you and I might have similar feelings about crafting.
Okay.
I got known for crafting on The Chew.
That's right.
You're known for crafting, for you've written books about it.
That's right.
And done TV shows about crafting. So
right.
What are your real thoughts about crafting?
I think it has to have a purpose, because nobody wants stuff just to sit around and catch dust, mm-hmm. you know, or, yeah. or it's a gift-wise. Nobody... I mean, I know you said, yeah, but I mean.
I love a gnome.
Carla likes a gnome.
So this is for you, Carla.
All right, do you want to at least try to make one?
Absolutely.
Because the giveaway today, we were thinking of, like, because you're so famous for your crafts, like, we could give away the craft that you made, and that would be like a,
well. This is a collector's item. Ask any squirrel. Oh, what's that?
It's fabric glue.
Oh, I like it in a tube.
Yeah, or do you want to use
But Super if you Bell? Couldn't read, you we would just... think that that's a hand cream.
Oh, 100. Yeah, or a hemorrhoid cream.
Yeah.
That's
where I was going. That's where we are.
Right before you start, I'm going to put these in the oven at 400 degrees till they're golden brown.
Fantastic.
And then they'll be ready when you're done making your
What's the cooking time on a 400? Just want to cook it up.
You know, I'm going to say it's going to take 15-ish minutes.
Okay.
But, like, I look at them, and when they're golden, I pull.
That's what, okay.
But
great.
Like, I start looking at 10 to 12.
Okay, great.
All right. Do you have any interest in making it?
Yes, but yeah. So what we do is you pick your you know, it's kind of like really a triangle. It looks like a cape.
Yes.
Then you take hemorrhoid cream and you put it on the edges. On this edge here?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there an overhead camera? No.
Yeah. Can they see? Yeah, there is one. Is
that, oh, I love overhead camera. Okay. Ooh, I like the point on this too. That, this was fancy.
We're really cheap with the water, but we have overhead cameras.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And then, so we're making a little cone shape hat.
Okay.
With the glue.
Okay.
Oh. Look.
I hate to leave that like that. But
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So wait a second. How'd you roll it?
I just rolled it toward the glue.
Okay, towards the glue.
So you put a bead of. Glue
a bead
down the side and then roll toward. And now you've got your conical hat.
Okay.
Your gnome hat.
Okay.
And then you need a pine
cone. Take a pine cone. Like
That's
this.
That's the perfect one.
Now, do you want the point up? I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, you want the point to go in the hat. Shove it in the hat, but you're going to have to glue it on there. So Michael wants in on this. Use the super glue. Don't get any on the.
You have to glue it on the pine cone?
It's better if you glue, because we're gonna make these into ornaments.
That's how bad mine is.
So because they're gonna be hanging from the hat, you have to glue the pine cone into the hat.
Oh. We didn't want to put the glue on earlier when we did this.
Fabric glue on the fabric.
I'm asking, I don't know. I've never made this before. Mine looks pretty bad.
Here.
I want that pointy.
I think
this is what we're gonna do. We're switching.
Can I have the hemorrhoid cream?
Okay.
Yes. And then you're going to insert glue around
the rim. The rim of the hat.
Okay.
Okay. And
look at these fancy glues. These are amazing.
Oh.
Oh, did I just ruin something?
Oh, I think you just take that part off the gray.
It's nice to have a man around the house. Did I break it?
What the hell is this?
I think you squeezed it.
That super glue scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me too.
I don't know how to work this. I told
the hemorrhoid cream.
I told Nick we couldn't do this unless I had a glue gun, and he didn't bring me a glue gun.
No, I don't use glue guns either. Once I heard you could really burn yourself, same with sewing, a needle can go through your finger when you've got a machine. Nope, not doing it. Okay, so you add some glue.
Stick the pine cone in, perfect.
Okay.
All right, great, now
That's
we have-
a good hat you made.
Right, it was pretty good.
Yeah, good
this is the one that you made that I got.
Because of your lack of glue. We could use some velo.
We could use some
spanakopita.
Wait a minute, I know that you love googly eyes, so do you
love googly eyes.
Do you want to put googly eyes on your nose?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Or it could be one. Told me everything I needed to know.
No. I was like, that's a really good idea.
Beauty eye.
To put the eyes on the outside of the hat is a
it's
really
just
cute
pretty
idea.
Pretty darn cute.
Do you want to?
I mean,
you're sad that you didn't use that one.
Could have a tail. No, a little baby nose would be cute. Children love small pine cones. Okay. So I'm gonna.
That's great.
I'm looking at it stuck to the glue. Okay.
All right.
Eyeball there.
Yeah. And then if you want to do a nose, I have a nose for you, too.
Definitely want to do a nose. Okay. And I like one eye bigger than the other. I like to mess around with googly eyes. Let's see. I want an alcoholic nose.
Okay, yeah.
My gnome's a drinker.
Here, you could use these little palms there.
Let's see. Maybe not. Maybe I'll do cream, the one you picked out.
This glue.
It's okay.
There we go.
Happens to a lot of men. Don't worry.
But, mostly after 50.
But it's never happened
to me. Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of
this
like...
glue is really good. You should get him to sponsor your show. Seriously.
Maybe then we could get a glue gun.
And you could use a magic marker and give it eyebrows.
Look, we could. I can get you a magic marker.
Sequins.
Hold on, I'll be right back. No, that won't. I have
back,
this perfect.
I'm not auctioning this thing off.
Amy, you're going to need to sign that one though.
I'm going to sign it on the hat.
Okay, yeah. But here, use this magic marker, and you could just do whatever.
Are these stickers on the Google Ads, or you need glue on them?
I think you need glue.
You need glue.
I see. Yeah.
I'm going to give it some drag queen.
Where's the glue?
Michael.
Michael's got the glue.
Oh,
I love that he. Oh my God! Look how cute yours is. You put a hat on a hat.
The hat did. His head looked cold.
And these? Where did you get these?
The craft store. You know,
what craft store do you like?
I had a Michaels generally.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't go a lot. It's the closest one.
Yeah.
Oh, this glue is working.
This glue works now too. Okay. Googly eyes.
See, I'm copying you.
That's okay. I like that.
It's sticking.
Well, this is pretty darn cute. I take back everything negative. The problem is with the hat, I'm just going to say, is where do you put the hook to hang it on your tree?
Right. Yeah, because crafts have to have a purpose.
You could glue it and then attach it to the pom-pom on top.
Mine kind of looks like Bert from Bert.
Oh, it does.
I don't know.
Oh, my God, it totally does.
Oh, he's angry.
I tried to give him the Greek eyebrows.
They are Greek eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
I accidentally wedged the eyes in the pine cone, and I got to dig them out now.
Wow, how did that happen?
You're going to have to change the name to Clinton's Crack Corner.
But you put them on the pine. Did you put yours on the pine cone, too, or on the hat? Me, too. Yours was lower. Okay.
I was going to put the eyes on the pine cone, but, you know, whatever.
Where's
it doesn't matter. It's not my segment.
I don't see any hook. You have to get those on your own. The main thing you need isn't in here. Typical. You know, not included. Cheez-Its.
It looks kind of like your AAA batteries.
No water, no hooks.
Yeah.
There's a hook shortage.
Okay. All right, great. Well, yay. That was a success.
That's a doorbell, and I think, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
You could even get a little ring, like electrical tape, you know, thing, and stick it on the ring if you don't have a tree, and just stick it on something that's going to support it. You know what I mean? A collar.
Yeah, a little collar support.
Yeah, and they made me pretty on the table at Christmas, and you can write the guest's name on it.
Oh, there you go.
That definitely is a purpose.
I love that.
I want to point something out.
Nick is laughing and pointing at something.
I was going to say,
7 years of the chew, I was the worst crafter by far. It turns out that somehow my skills have gotten much better than Carla's and Clinton's. I hate it. Oh, Carla, you're holding his nose on.
Yeah.
Make sure you do the famous
giveaway just to see who's going to get these?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's draw. All right. So you're going to choose one of our fans.
Oh, look at that big pot.
That's a big. These are all
what
of our fans.
What is this big pot? Is that a cooking pot?
No, it's a giant ice bucket, and it's insulated.
Oh, that's
great. Liz designed that too. So it has a little stand on the outside. It's for outdoor parties.
Just
fill it up with cocktails.
So that's great. Where do you get something like this? Sponsored Gristiti's?
Yeah.
Where do you get this?
Front cake. Yeah.
All right.
My style. Okay.
All right. Who's our big winner?
I'm going to sign this for you for the holidays, and I'm going to send it to, Susan.
Just say Susan. Susan A.
Susan A.
From
where?
Where's she from?
Oh, she is from McCordsville, Indiana.
Oh. Yay!
Oh, yay! We have a whole set.
Yes.
And I'm going to sign
it. We'll all sign.
Oh, Clint, you got to sign yours for sure.
That's my fault.
It's crack corner.
Let's crack.
Okay. So we should put this in an envelope and just see, and then it'll get smashed. It'll look even better. So there you have it.
Yay!
That was fun. I honestly think that was fun. Seeing cradling on a pair of sharp glasses. The scissors. Kids will love that.
That's kids perfect for children.
Yeah, perfect. Chewed up.
You may have noticed some of the boards and plates we're using. Those are all from Frontgate, including some from my very own collection.
They've got everything from outdoor furniture to decor to entertaining essentials, all made with quality, comfort, and style in mind.
And since most of it is designed in-house, you can't find their pieces anywhere else.
Frontgate, thanks for making our spread look so good.
For more information, go to frontgate.com.
I get that damn thing to stand up. Whoops.
I know. You just need a ring. I don't. Oh, my. It happens.
I just broke Amy's.
Oh, my God. Those look fantastic. Let's put a googly eye.
You can send these too.
Yeah. Oh, those are my favorite.
We'll also send this one.
No. A kit. Just a kit. And then they can do it
make
themselves.
Make your own pine cone.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, Michael, this is exciting.
Oh, these look so good. Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Amy.
Let me, take a picture.
So I like when my mom entertains.
I'm gonna wait.
Spanish open.
I tried the garlic. It's very good.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Spanish open and cafetes were all. My mom always had those out. Those were like the two things for.
Love the meatballs.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. They put mint in the meatballs, the Greek meatballs.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, they're really good.
I like that. Mm-hmm. They use lamb.
Lamb or
both. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is so good. Have you done a Greek cookbook?
Working on one now.
Oh, God.
It'll be Greek-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Like American Greek.
I mean, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a little fan mail while we can talk about it, right?
Yeah,
fan mail!
Fan mail.
Oh,
you
got fan mail. Look out, it's fan mail.
Fan mail!
Okay, good.
All right.
You dance as well as you craft.
Wow.
I'm being gay.
Wait, I just want to point something out real quick. When Liz was on, Clinton, Carla, and Liz beat the hell out of me, and I am so happy that you're here.
That's great. Stick together.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy you're here.
All right. And you have to answer these two, Ames.
I do?
All right. Okay. Does anybody call you Ames? I don't know why I'm calling you Ames.
No one's ever called me Ames. Ever. Yeah, ever.
What's a kitchen utensil or appliance that every home cook should have? Asks Amy from Miami.
Ice pick.
Or Annie from Miami.
An ice pick.
Ice pick.
You picked her on ice?
Well, I buy it in the bag, and sometimes it comes clumped together, especially if you get it at Gristiti's. And so I need that ice pick. And it also helps if you want to put a hole in a pair of shoes or I like an ice pick.
Like an awl. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love a French bean slicer.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I'm thinking of scale, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Scale.
All right. What does this say? Are there any viral foods that you've had that you've enjoyed? That
viral?
Dubai chocolate, for example. You know, that's a big thing right now. Or do you ever go on Instagram or any other social and, see a recipe and try it? Do you ever do that?
Yes, I have done it before. And you're going to ask me what. And I'm going to say it's feta. It's a feta.
Oh, the sheet pan feta,
sheet pan,
right?
Feta.
No, feta dip.
Oh, the feta dip.
Yeah, the feta dip. Feta dip. You put the feta in and tomatoes around and.
And you put it in a cuisinart.
Oh, feta. Aisha made it when she was on the show.
Yeah.
Oh. Feta dip, whipped feta.
Yeah. Whipped feta. Okay. Yeah.
Whipped feta.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And I just saw somebody make a Shirley Temple ice cream float. That was really good. I'm going to post that, but the music behind it isn't good, so I'm going to change it out. Stony Road by Barbra Streisand.
What's your go-to hot sauce, if you like?
Oh, I'm not a hot sauce person.
Me either.
Well.
Here we go.
Go on.
What about you guys? Do you have a go-to hot sauce for Andrew from Houston? I always want to say Houston.
I can't remember the name. I just go by the picture.
Shocking.
I know.
I love Red Hot. I love for like a classic or Tabasco, but like for a fancy hot sauce, I think Truff makes a really fancy hot sauce. And I usually don't like truffle infused things.
Me either.
But it's like real truffle and it's very like a genteel truffle and you get the heat. It's nice.
Yeah, they're very nice. They're very nice.
Okay. How about this one? What is your least favorite food in the whole world?
I don't like lima beans. I grew up with them and I don't like them at all. I just don't like them. Yeah.
Yep.
That's my least favorite.
Shad roe. It's a sack of eggs.
Shad roe. Oh, well, how does that break with lima beans? I don't eat octopus because I think that they are smarter than we are. Right? Do we agree on
this? Fine with that. They're still delicious. If they were smarter, they wouldn't have
caught. I mean, eating smart food. I mean,
yeah. They're so good, though.
What's your least favorite? What can't you eat?
Raspberries.
Really?
I hate them, but I'm also allergic to them. So it's like, I found out I was allergic to them after I hated them, and it all made sense.
I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh.
But it's really funny when I blow up, and then I put baby powder on my face and laugh really hard. But and I worked at Red Lobster and Mary's Fish Camp, and I was allergic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fish Camp. Is Mary's?
No, it closed just recently. You used to, even when your career, like you were doing TV and stuff, and then also waiting tables.
Oh, I loved waitressing. I love working with people. The timing's so good, and characters, and I'm proud of myself on memorizing their order, and I never asked for help. It's like 12 iced teas, I'd get them myself, you know?
You never got in the weeds?
You get in the weeds. I still have nightmares about being in the weeds.
Right. It's terrifying.
Yeah,
right?
It's terrifying.
That makes me really nervous when somebody doesn't write my order down.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like at Lola, you know, we had servers that were with us for 15, 20 years, and they were incredible. They never wrote orders down, but they never forgot anything. Wow. Like, I hate it when, like, that they sit there and then, like, your order comes and you're like, I ordered the burger, I got the chicken, she ordered, you know, nothing's right. But, like, those great servers that don't have to write anything down to me is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it's a skill and it's a craft. I think Amy would be great with the microphone and the boombox, you know, on the street.
A few weeks ago, I saw a guy on the streets of New York City. He had a big boombox that he was rolling around on a cart, and it was attached to a microphone, right? And he's blasting whatever he's thinking out into the microphone, blasting to the streets. He's basically like, hey, that dude is wearing shorts, even though it's 40 degrees out today. Maybe he's going to the gym or coming from the gym. Now he's going into Starbucks. Looks like he's already been to the gym. Look at her. Coach, she's probably going to her marketing job right now. Like, and it was amazing. You would be amazing at that.
Stream of consciousness would be amazing.
Right? Does that fantasy, like, just like
what street did you see him on? 32nd? Where'd you see him? Seriously.
Bide-Eye. It was down on like Spruce.
Oh, okay. Because I saw someone else doing that, like around the PATH train on 32nd.
Oh, you did? Maybe it's the same guy. Maybe he goes
maybe he goes around.
Traveling.
Yeah, traveling. Yeah. Yeah.
And what was your reaction when you saw him?
How annoying. Why is he ruining my day? I don't wear headphones. I'm like, I am very alert, very observant. And then it's like, that's the soundtrack? Really? You're ruining my day? Because why do I have to hear you? It's like people talking out loud on their phone. Oh. Once in a while, you overhear something really good, but a lot of times you don't, and it's so annoying to me.
When you hear something really good, do you comment?
I mean, I bother people more than they bother me. I'm sure I have.
Like, oh, my God. Tell me again. I thought you said that she did this, but then I realized that she didn't. But what's happening?
What's happening? Who are? Yeah. Girl, leave him. You've dated him for 11 years, and he's asking you if you have a boyfriend. Leave him.
Right.
Right.
I thought he was your boyfriend. Yeah.
Amy, this is a half-hour show, so we're going to start wrapping it up. But I want to know what you've got going on in your life. What's going on?
Like, be like short stories. I've been swamped, and this is the last of my swamp time. So I'm going to I'm going to make some pot holders. I'm going to make a few practical crafts, and I'm going to sell them at that store, the La Cavor on 6th Avenue. It's the future. I don't know if you've been to that new store.
No.
It's on like 10th, next to Citarella, and they sell a bunch of local things. Yeah. Everything's made within 100.
I've been there.
It's great.
Yeah, it's good.
I love her, and Caroline runs it. And so I'm going to sell some stuff there. And all the money goes to ACC. Unfortunately, yeah. No, all the money goes to the ACC.
That's great.
That's my charity there.
Charity of choice.
Yeah.
All right, well, keep an eye out for Amy Sedaris and anything that she does, because she's a genius. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on Chewed Up.
Thanks for watching Chewed Up, and thanks to our sponsors for making the show possible. Senorita, Caraway, Frontgate, and special thanks to Canopy by Hilton for supporting our show. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To subscribe, snag recipes, and dig into all the extra fun, head to ChewedUpShow.com or watch and click subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now go make a mess in your own kitchen.